The next patient is Mr. David Ball. The last name is B-U-L-L, David. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A, period. The patient has shown improvement of the kidney function. The latest laboratory workup that we have in November 20th, 2022, the serum creatinine is 0.9 and the BUN is 18. The urinalysis is negative for protein. The protein creatinine ratio is negligible. Period. The patient has nephrosclerosis that is associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, nicotine abuse, hyperuricemia, aging process, period. We counsel the patient regarding the diet, a plant-based diet with 2 grams of sodium and a restricted fluid intake to 50 ounces in 24 hours. Period. Limitation in the potassium-rich foods was also recommended. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, the patient weighs 205 pounds, that is 8 pounds lighter than before, and the blood pressure is 157 over 77. Continue with the same medications. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been controlled with the administration of metformin. Period, we don't have a recent hemoglobin A1C. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin. The serum cholesterol is 116, the HDL is 25, and the LDL is 45. Following number, a questionable history of gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with pantoprazole. The patient says that he never has heartburn, and he is taking this medication because while he was in the hospital, he was discharged with this medication. We're going to taper the administration of the pantoprazole down, and we are going to taper the administration of magnesium down in order to avoid the drastic changes, period. In other words, this patient is going to be off pantoprazole and magnesium supplementation. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft. The patient is taking clopidogrel, 75 milligrams every day, as well as aspirin, 81 milligrams. The patient has well-preserved left ventricular function. He follows with the cardiologist, Dr. Perez, and he's taking ranolazine, R-A-N-O-L-A-Z, like in Zulu, I-N-E, ER, 1,000 milligrams POVID. We insisted and we counseled the patient to quit smoking because there is evidence of accelerated arteriosclerotic process in the presence of nicotine abuse. Following number, hepatitis C, that was diagnosed in 1982 without a significant viral load. He has never been treated. Following number, hyperuricemia, with a uric acid of 11.3, taking Ulloric, 40 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, COPD, as above. We invested ten minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.